So we said we'd like to begin today by looking at the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Brura, if you have it in front of you. Have a look in Resh, Lamed, Gimel, Sif Aleph. Very, very important. Sif. And very important accompanying Mishnah Brura. Have a look, you have the Shulchan Aruch in front of you, Resh, Lamed, Gimel. Okay. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Mi shehispalel tfilas hamincha la'achar vov shois u'mechza u'lamalo. If anybody davened mincha from 6.5 hours onwards, we always call that 12:30, yotza, is yotza. However, says the Shulchan Aruch, the Iker Zmano, the main time, however, is Mites Shois Umechza Ulamailo Ad Halailo Lerabonon. The main time for Mincha is 9.5 hours. Now, this is a discussion that we have not really been involved with, and that is, we've known that there is something called Mincha Gedayla. There's also a Zman called Mincha Gitana. Is one preferable over the other? So the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that it's preferable to daven mincha and mincha ketana, which seems slightly odd, at least according to our minute, because we know all of us daven mincha, or a lot of us daven mincha at 1:30 or 1:20 every day. That's definitely not mincha ketana. So it sounds like that we're davening mincha every day at a time which is not really the best time to daven, which is slightly strange. Okay, but let's keep going. So the stress on the last two words are ad halayla. You can daven mincha until nightfall, l'rabbonon. That is the Rabbonon's opinion. U'l'rabbi Yehuda ad plaga mincha. When is plaga mincha? Shehu ad soif of shois. Chaser Revia, 11 hours minus a quarter, which we call 4:45. Now, as we all immediately recognize, this is an extremely rare type of Sif in Shulchan Aruch. Very, 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 very rare for the Shulchan Aruch to quote Tanoim. The Shulchan Aruch almost never quotes Rishonim, never mind Tanoim. The Shulchan Aruch is l'chayre here to pasken the halacha, this way or that. So why over here is the Shulchan Aruch all of a sudden going back, all the way back to the sources, and telling us, Rabbonon, so you can do mincha to the end of the day, Rabbi Yehuda, until plaga mincha. Why is he telling that? And obviously the answer is, because this is the very rare case where actually the Gemara told us that there is no halacha l'maisa. Basically, you do as you wish. So that's what the Shulchan Aruch is telling us. Rabbonon's opinion is till Laila, Rabbi Yehuda is till Plaga Mincha. Continue with the Ramah just very briefly. We've seen this already once before. Says the Ramah, Hago Umesha'arinon. One has to calculate Shois Elu, these hours, Lefi Inyan Hayoim. In accordance with the type of day that you're dealing with, Va'afim hayoyim oruch, even if the day is long, like it would be in the summer, Mesha'arinom, one would calculate le'yud beis shois, you split the day into 12, v'heim, nekrois, shois, zmanios. This is the world-famous principle of shois, zmanios. V'chein, says the Ramah, as a rule, kol mokoim, not only with regard to the halachas of mincha, kol mokoim, wherever sheshiaru chachomim b'shois, whenever chachomim calculated something in terms of hours, Masharinon b'shois elu. One always calculates in these types of hours as opposed to 60 minutes on the clock hours. Okay, back to the Shulchan Aruch. Says the Shulchan Aruch, I've just brought you two opinions, that of Rabbonon and that of Rabbi Yehuda. How do we pasken halacha l'maisa? Oh, Bruchim Aboyim, Reb Nachum.
Oh.
Rav Nachum, can you hear us? Looks like not. Nachum, can you hear us?
Yes.
Welcome, welcome. We almost forgot Thank what you. You look like.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Baruch Hashem. Good to be here. A little hectic in the mornings, but it's good to be here.
Okay, we're in the Shulchan Aruch. You have a Shulchan Aruch, a Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis?
Yes.
So we're in the Mishnah Berurah Chelek Beis. We're learning Siman Reish Lamed Gimel. Reish Lamed Gimel, and we're learning Sif Aleph. So the Shulchan Aruch has for the moment just brought for us two opinions. It's brought the opinion of Rabbanon that you can daven mincha until the end of the day. It's brought the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda that you can only daven until plaga mincha. Says the Shulchan Aruch, the asikna, and the maskana in the Gemara is the ovid kemar ovad, or the ovad kemar ovad. Putting it bluntly, do what you want. Very, very, very rare halachic principle is normally you'd expect the Gemara or the Rishonim or the Shulchan Aruch in the final analysis to paskin the halacha. And yet over here, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that no, the Gemara clearly tells us that there is no psak halacha. However, the who, this is providing, it's true, you can do as you please. The who sheyase la'olam kechad minayhu. Providing that you do forever like one of them. So you can't go hopping and dancing backwards and forwards. You have to pick your man. You have to pick your opinion. Which of these holy Tanoim are we going to paskin like? It's true, you may choose, but you can't hop forwards and backwards constantly. To the contrary, you got to do la'olam kechad minayu, turning over the page. She'im oise karabonon. Because if you so choose to go with the Rabbanon, which is perfectly your prerogative, you're entitled to do that. If you go with the Rabbanon, or mispalel mincha ad halaylo, and you daven mincha all the way up to nightfall, then shuv eino yochay lehispalel arvis miplaga mincha lemaylo. You obviously cannot daven mariv from plag. If you're davening mincha after plug, all the way up to nightfall, you cannot obviously daven mariv after plug. Rather, if you've opted to go with the Rabbanon, then you've got to take that opinion until the end, which is you can only daven mariv after nightfall. Says the Shulchan Aruch, so to the contrary. Ve'im oise k'Rabbi Yehuda. Or if you've chosen to go with Rabbi Yehuda, that's also your prerogative, i.e. or mispalel arvis miplaga mincha olamaylo, and you've decided you'd like to daven mariv following plag, which is perfectly okay, but then you can't have the best of both worlds. Sarech li zoher, you've got to be careful, shelo yispalel mincha ba'oisei shah, but you can't daven mincha at that time. If you want to daven mariv after plag, then obviously you've got to make sure that you daven mincha before plag. But you cannot, remember we spoke about the hour and a quarter, the grey area. The whole machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, only in the final analysis, revolves around that grey area from 4:45 till 6. If you daven mincha before 4 till 4:45, and you daven mariv after 6 o'clock, well, you've avoided the whole topic. So we're not talking about that. We're talking about davening in that grey area of 4:45 to 6, says the Shulchan Aruch, you can do as you please. The only thing you can't do is contradict yourself. That's called a tarati de sastri. Sastri from the word stira. You can't be self-contradictory. If you daven mincha after plag, then you can only daven mariv after nightfall. If you daven mariv after plag, then you can only daven mincha up to plug. You can't be self-contradictory. Therefore, says the Shulchan Aruch in conclusion, V'achshov shenoagu lehispalel tfilas mincha ad halaylo. Now that the custom is that we daven mincha all the way up to nightfall, which is basically what we do. We daven mincha until the shkia. So it seems to be that the Shulchan Aruch is telling us that the minhag is like the Rabbanon. Okay, that's fine. But then ein lehispalel tfilas arves koidem shkia sachamu. Again, you can't be self-contradictory. You can choose. Apparently the custom has already chosen. The general custom is to go with the Rabbanon, which means you can daven mincha until the end of the day. Fine, but then if you want to daven ma'ariv, you've got to wait till the end of the day, which is after the shkia. Ve'im b'di eved hispalel tfilas arvis miplaga mincha ulamaylo yotza. Says the Shulchan Aruch, a tremendous chiddush. Yes, you're not allowed to do what we call a tarti desastri. But if you did it, you're yotza b'di eved. Not only that, here comes another chiddush. Says the Shulchan Aruch, u'b'shas hadchak, if you're in a difficult circumstance, then yochoy lehispalel tfilas arvis miplaga mincha ulamayla. Then I'll even allow you lachatchila to do so. So how many halachas have we just learned in this piece of Shulchan Aruch? We've learned 3 or maybe 4 halachas. The introductory halacha was, you can do as you please, either the Rabbanon or Rabbi Yehuda. Then the Shulchan Aruch tells us a list of 3 halachas, basically lemaisa. Number 1, the minhag is, we go with the Rabbanon. Therefore, you can daven mincha until the very end of the day. Halacha number 1. Halacha number 2 is, if that's the case, then you can't be contradictory. And you can't daven ma'ariv before the end of the day, because you're still davening mincha. You've already decided that that's the mincha time. So therefore, when can you daven ma'ariv? Only after the shkia. Next halacha is that b'di'eved, or a shas hadchak, then davening ma'ariv before the end of the day is acceptable. Either if you did so b'di'eved, even in a non-shas hadchak, or if in a shas hadchak, you're allowed to do so lechatchila. Now, there's a very, very important question that we need to examine. What does the Shulchan Aruch mean? And we need to see this in the Mishnah Brura, and we in fact pose this question when we learn the Gemara. When we talk about Tarati Desastri, you can't be self-contradictory. Does that merely mean that you can't be self-contradictory on the same day? Or does it mean forever in your lifetime? Meaning, imagine you've davened Mincha at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Fine, that's okay. Why? Because you go with the Rabbanon. If you were to daven Ma'ariv on that very same day at 5:30, are you Yotze? The Shulchan Aruch says, if you do daven Ma'ariv before nightfall, you're Yotze. But is he even talking about that very same day that I daven Mincha after the plug? Can you create a stira, a tarat of the sastri, at least b'dieved or in a shas hadchak, even on the same day? Or perhaps that's unacceptable. At best, I'll allow you to do one thing today and something else tomorrow, but never on the same day. Or perhaps not. Perhaps the whole concept of tarat of the sastri, maybe it only applies on the same day. Meaning, it could be, again, we'll have to see what the Mishnah Berurah tells us, it could be that you're allowed to jump forwards and backwards every single day. When the Shulchan Aruch says you have to make a decision, he just means you have to make a decision per that day. Today is Thursday. Who am I going with today, Thursday, Vav Iyar? Am I going with the Rabbanon or am I going with Rabbi Yehuda? But I can't go with both. But tomorrow is a brand new day. So we've got those two options. You hear those two options. Two very different options. Does it mean that I have to make a decision once forever? I'm going with Rabbi Yehuda, I'm going with Rabbonon. And if you do Mincha after plug today and Maariv before nightfall tomorrow, maybe that's also called Tarta Desasri. Which hat do you wear? Do you wear the Rabbonon hat or do you wear Rabbi Yehuda hat? So if Tarta Desasri is even over the course of 2 days, then maybe the Shulchan Aruch, who allowed me under extenuating circumstances to do a Tarta Desasri, again, maybe he's only allowing that over the span of 2 days, but never on the same day. So therefore, this fundamental question that we're asking, that when we talk about Tarta Desasri, do we mean on two different days? Or do we mean on the same day? Each one of those possibilities is a two-sided coin. What do I mean it's a two-sided coin? Because the Shulchan Aruch at the end of the day told us, Lechatchila, don't do a Tarta Desasri. But Di'eved, if you did it, it's okay. Those are always the two sides of the coin. Lechatchila and B'di'eved. But I've got to know what my coin is. Is my coin of Tarta Desasri over the course of 2 days? You mustn't make a Tarta Desasri over the span of 2 days. But if you did B'di'eved, it's okay. Seder. But then according to that, the Shulchan Aruch never allowed you to do a Tarta Desasri on the same day. Or perhaps not. Maybe our discussion of Tarta Desasri is only on one day. But from day to day, you can hop and skip. You can do what you like. So again, it will be a two-sided coin. On the same day, do not make a Tarta Desasri. But B'di'eved, if you did, you would be okay. Now, if you look carefully, look at the beginning of the Shulchan Aruch. When the Shulchan Aruch says, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Ovid Kemar Ovid, the Shulchan Aruch says, Vahu Sheyase Lo'oyom Kechad Minayhu. So that single word, Lo'oyom, Lechoyra, gives the game away. What does Lo'oyom mean?
Forever.
It sounds like the Shulchan Aruch that you have to adopt an opinion. You can choose, that's true, but whichever opinion you adopt, you've got to keep to le'olam. That's what it sounds like. So therefore it means you cannot jump forwards and backwards and skip from Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon from day to day. Rather, I have to make a once-in-a-lifetime decision. Am I a Rabbonon Yid, or am I a Rabbi Yehuda Yid? Oh, if that's true, then we will emerge with tremendous chumras. That the concept of doing a Tarta Desasri is even over the span of 2 days. And if the Shulchan Aruch says that B'di'eved, that's acceptable, again, it only means over the span of 2 days. But the Shulchan Aruch, according to this, therefore, never in a million years allowed you to make a Tarta Desasri on the same day. So we'll see more about this in the Mishnah Berurah. Let's just finish off the Ramah, and hopefully things will become clear. The Shulchan Aruch told us that the Minhag, now you have to remember always, the Shulchan Aruch was written for people in Eretz Yisrael. The Ramah lived in Europe. The Shulchan Aruch just told us that the Minhag, so which Minhag is he describing? The Minhag in Eretz Yisrael is to daven Mincha until the end of the day. So he said, therefore, that's fine, but then just don't daven Maariv until nightfall. Says the Ramah Hagor, Uladidan. What does that mean, Uladidan? But for us, however, who's us? In Bnei Ashkenaz, meaning in Europe, the Medinois Elu, in these countries, Shenoyagin lehispalel Arvis, guess what? Miplaga Mincha. for obvious reasons, because in Europe, nightfall is very late. So therefore, we don't want to have to wait till 10 o'clock at night to daven Maariv. Therefore, apparently, the minhag was what? To daven Maariv when? Yeah, after plug, which is another way of saying that in Europe, they went with whose opinion? With Rabbi Yehuda. Says the Ramah, okay, that's acceptable as well. But then, ein loy lehispalel mincha achakach. And then you can't daven mincha afterwards. What does that mean, you can't daven mincha afterwards? Again, you cannot daven mincha after plug. If you've decided in Europe that you are Rabbi Yehuda Yidden, you follow the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, that's perfectly acceptable. But again, you cannot be self-contradictory. So if you've decided that you can daven Maariv after plug, therefore basically you have taken the position that plug am mincha is effectively the end of the day with regard to tefillah. Fine, well, you can't have mincha afterwards. Says the Ramah again, but b'di'eved, oy b'shas hadchak, yotzo im mispalel mincha ad halayla. But b'di'eved, you would be yotzei if you daven mincha till the end of the day, d'haynu ad tzeis ha'kichavim. So the Ramah is not disagreeing with the Shulchan Aruch. To the contrary, he's agreeing with the Shulchan Aruch that you mustn't make a tarity disastri. B'dievid, if you did, it's okay. B'shas hadchak, you can even do so lechatchila. They're all on the same page, the Ramah and the Shulchan Aruch. The discussion is only what, at the end of the day, is the minhag. Shulchan Aruch testifies for us that the minhag, presumably in Eretz Yisrael, is that they daven mincha until the end of the day, which is very, very understandable, because in Eretz Yisrael, nightfall never really becomes that late, latest about 8:30 or so. Says the Shulchan Aruch, that's fine. You can daven mincha until the end of the day and go with the opinion of Rabbono. But then I'm sorry to tell you, you can't therefore daven Maariv until nightfall. The Ramah says, in our Medinois, meaning in Europe, the minhag is that we daven Maariv after plug. Oh, if you daven mincha after Maariv after plug, which again is very understandable because in Europe things are very late, says the Ramah, that's fine. But then you can't daven mincha after plug. But b'dievid, if you did so, or b'shas hadchak, if you want to do so, that is acceptable. Okay, by the way, just because we're giving a Zoom show, it doesn't mean that there can't be interaction. Be more than happy to ask questions. A bit of break in my throat.
I have a question regarding Arab Shabbos.
Yeah.
Just a quick question.
Yes, half an hour, yes.
On Arab Shabbos, if you're making early Shabbos, you obviously have to do mincha before plug. So if I'm running late, is that considered a shas hadchak, or would you say, okay, now I have to make regular Shabbos line up my zmanim?
Right, so you're asking a very good question. So let's look at the Mishnah Brura and see how he defines for us a shas hadchak. What's considered a shas hadchak, an emergency measure? You remind me, Nachum, just after I got married, about a year after I got married, I was in London. And there was somebody there with a very, very, very small yeshiva, about two or three people in it, and he asked me to give shir there in the afternoons. He told me it's a very big mitzvah, and machazit these people, and bali tshuva, and you can really support them, and fine. So I had about 2.5 people at the shir. And my third day, one of them didn't turn up, so we're down to about one person. He comes to me the next day and says, I'm really, really sorry I didn't come to the shir, but there was an emergency that rose, emergency that came up. Fine, so I hope everybody's okay. He says, well, I can let you know. He says, I have a dog, and the dog has to go for a walk every afternoon, and normally I have somebody to take him for a walk, but yesterday I didn't, so it was either me or the dog, and I lost out. So, l'chayra, that is not a shas hadchak. Okay, let's have a look at the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Aleph, Shehispalel. The Shulchan Aruch said, if you daven from Mincha Gedolah, 6.5 hours, and that's okay. The Tfilas ha-mincha k'neged tomid shel beinu arbaim tiknuha. Chazal wa masakein the tfilah of mincha corresponding to the tomid shel beinu arbaim. Okay, when do you sacrifice the tomid shel beinu arbaim? V'zman shchitosoy midoiraisa. The zman, the time of shechting the korban at least min ha-toira, hascholosoy achar sheish shois u-mechza. You begin it after 6.5 hours, which is 12:30. Dehainu, chatzi shoa achar chatzois hayoyim. Half an hour after midday, 12:30. V'rak, mishum, it is only because kedei sheyu yuchaylin lahakriv korbonois yochid mikoidem. It is only in order to allow people to bring their own private korbonos, says the Mishnah Berurah in parenthesis, because she'acha ha'tomid shel beinu arba'im osur lahakriv shum korban. The last korban of the day has to be the tomid. In fact, the first korban of the day is also the tomid. There is no korban that is brought after the tomid, besides for one, by the way, which is korban Pesach. But on a regular day in the Beis HaMikdash, the last day, the last korban of the day is the korban tomid. So now, the time that you bring the korban tomid shel beinu arba'im is essentially 12:30. But if indeed you would do that, then basically you're not giving much time for individuals to bring their own korbanos yochid. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that's why, lechein hayu ma'acharin hakrovosai b'chol yoyim. That's why in practice they would delay the sacrifice until when? Ad teis shois u'mechza levad mi'erev Pesach shechal be'erev Shabbos. So they would push it off until 9.5 hours, which is 3:30. Why would they do that? So you've now got an extra 3 hours from 12:30 to 3:30, the people, private individuals, can still bring their korbanos. Whereas, if you would have brought the korban at the first possible opportunity, which is at 12:30, then basically that would have heralded the end of the day. And nobody after that could have brought korbanos. Besides for Erev Pesach, Shechalios be'Erev Shabbos, where they brought it earlier, Shoyu Sheikhtin Atomid b'Sheishois u'Mechza, okay, that's not our discussion. Now, Va'alkein, and therefore, Iker Zman Tfilas Hamincha Lechatchila Humites Umechze Ulamalo Keneged Hatomid Shoyu Makrivin B'chol Yoyim. It means that really, if we were to ask ourselves a question, what is the correct time for Mincha? Well, in theory, it could be brought from 12:30. In practice, it was brought at 3:30. So the Mishnah Berurah is teaching us, we follow when the Korban Tomid was brought in practice, which is 9.5 hours in a day, and that's why that is the Ikar time for Mincha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Mikol Mokoy, Im Hispalel Mishesh U'Mechza Ulamalo. But if you did daven from 6.5 and upwards, meaning from 12:30 onwards, then definitely Yotza. Why you Yotza? Because it's true that in practice they didn't bring the korban then, but in theory they're allowed to. Acharei de ikka zmanoi shel tomid midoiraisa maschil mioisoi zman. Because at the end of the day, essentially the time to bring the korban begins at 12:30. Therefore, the Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah have so far told us that lechatchila, one should daven mincha from 3:30 onwards, because in practice, that's when the korban was brought. But because in theory, you are allowed to bring it before, from 12:30, you can daven mincha as well. So far, it sounds like that you're not supposed to be davening lechatchila from mincha gedoila. So every shul in the world that makes a mincha at 1:15 or 1 o'clock in the winter, it sounds like it's not lechatchila, very bizarre. Says the Mishnah Berurah, v'yesh miharishoinim shemekilin lechatchila. There are some Rishonim who are Mekel Lechatchila as well, Mishesh, Shois, Umechza, Ulamala, from 6.5 hours in the day. And therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, Val Kol Ponim, Imroitza Lechoy, Loilotze is the Derech. Therefore, if you need to have a big meal or you need to set out on a trip, Oi, Sha'ata Yuchal Ispala Lematzibur, or now, for example, at Mincha Gedoyla, he can find a minion. But the Im Yamtin al Mincha Ketana, but if he waits till Mincha Ketana, Lo Yeloi minion, then definitely there's plenty to rely on. Lekula Alma, everybody would admit that Muta Lispala Lechatchila Misheshois Umechzo Lamayim. So, the Mishnah Berurah didn't paskin for us. He just tells us that there are Rishayinim who tell us you can daven from 12:30 onwards, and you can definitely rely on their opinion if you can't get a minion later, if you need to leave town, if you want to eat. So what about if I don't want to leave town? Or if I don't want to eat? Or if I could get minyanim all day long? Then the Mishnah Berurah didn't tell us what to do. He didn't say, well, do as you please. But we certainly see that the general custom all around the world is to be mekel lechatchila, to daven from mincha gedoyla, and we apply, we rely on these lenient rishonim. We cannot say that the Mishnah Berurah paskan so explicitly, because the Mishnah Berurah only said you can rely on that if you need to leave town or you're worried you won't get a minion afterwards. But it seems to be the general custom in Klal Yisrael is to rely on davening Mincha Gedoyla Lechatchila. So anybody who davens today at 1:15 or at 1:20 is relying on these lenient opinions, and it seems to be the general custom is to go with their opinion.
Why wouldn't the Mishnah Berurah address the whole idea, the fact that if you leave things until the end of the day, then you're going to be pressured and you're going to be agitated. The fact that, so it's the whole idea point. That you should take advantage of Mincha Gedolah.
Yeah, that's a good point. The truth is, we're not mamash discussing davening at the end of the day. We're talking about davening from 3:30. You still have 2.5 hours, but it's true. I personally, and I know many, many people who do this, are for that reason generally makbid to daven early, for that reason. Because if something crops up and you miss mincha, you can always daven later. But if you rely on the last minion and something crops up, well, then you're stuck. You're 100% right.
Right. I thought of bris milah because it says, zrizim akdim la mitzvos.
Yep.
Like, why don't we convene the same thing by mincha?
Yeah, but zrizim akdim la mitzvos only l'chayra applies when there is no difference between doing it now or later. So we'll say, do it as soon as you can. But with regard to mincha, if the ikkar time is later, then we're not going to necessarily say that zrizim would eclipse that. If there's no difference if you do a bris milah at 6 in the morning or 5 in the afternoon, absolutely no difference. So then we'll say, fine, so do it as early as you can, zrizim makdimin, or for like Avraham mentioned, because if you do it too late, you might get in trouble. But over here, it's not equal, because it could be that the ikkar zman is from 3:30. Okay, should we clock out here and then rejoin? Because
I think so.
In the middle of Mishnah Berurah. So let's clock out. You'll send another invite?
Yes, I will. See you soon.
Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifkotin Beis. The Shulchan Aruch said that if you davened from 6.5 hours into the day, which means at 12:30, then you're Yotze. Says the Mishnah Berurah, very important halacha. Mashma, the implication is, the koidem lachein lo yotzo, afilu dieved. It's mashma that if you daven from 6.5 hours, 12:30 onwards, then you'd be yotzo, but not before. So if you davened at 12:15, the implication is you would not be yotzo. For yesh ma'achreinim, however, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are those who say the after lechatchila osur lehispalel koidem shenishlam hachatzisho achachatzos. Now, those who say that even though it's true, lechatchila, you're not supposed to daven in that half an hour following chatzos. However, mikomok and b'di'eved, shehispalal, but if b'di'eved you did so, b'zuha chatzi shor, in that half an hour between 12 and 12:30, loy, yispalal, sheinis, you do not need to daven again. Remember, we once discussed this. Essentially, the time for mincha is at 12 o'clock. It's just that we're worried that people get confused, where's the sun up to in the sky? So we say wait till 12:15. But if you daven at that time, b'di'eved, at least you're okay. Vada, says the Mishnah Berurah, you must know, the ma shekosav ad halaylo. When the Shulchan Aruch says you can daven mincha any time up till the laylo, now laylo normally means tzeis ha'kechavim. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you should know, lav dafka. Technically speaking, this is not accurate. Why not? The hole erech reva sha'a koidem tzeis ha'kechavim. Because approximately quarter of an hour before tzeis ha'kechavim, l'kula alma, all opinions would agree that there's already b'chlal bein hashmosha ishu. That's really called a grey area. We're not sure if it's day or night. The aim lehispalel mincha oz, and you're not supposed to have a mincha then. Later on, we'll discuss this. Mishnah Berurah says, "Ayin lakamon." You'll see later on what happened. What's the halacha of davening after shkia? So, for the Mishnah Berurah is telling us that when the Shulchan Aruch says you can daven mincha until nightfall, technically speaking, that is a little bit inaccurate. It's not really until nightfall, but rather it is until what we call shkia, following which you have about 13 and a half minutes called Bein Hashmoshes, which you should not be davening mincha in. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sikot and Gimel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you can daven until Plaga Mincha, Shehu Ad Soif, that is until the end of 11 hours minus a quarter, that's 4:45. Shezman mincha ketano, because the zman of mincha ketano ushtei shois umechza is 2.5 hours from the end of the day, says the Mishnah Berurah. How do you get to that number? In parentheses, the haloi hu mites shois umechza ad soif yud bei shois, because it's from 9.5 hours until 12 hours, meaning from 3:30 to 6, that's 2.5 hours. So plaga mincha means split that in half. The nimtza, the plaga mincha, who sho'o shleimo v'oid revia. So for plaga mincha is you take that 2.5 hours, you chop it up into two, and what do you get? An entire hour plus a quarter. So that gets you to the magic number 4:45. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Dalad, this is commenting on the principle of shois zmanios. Hainu kol cheshbon hashois hanal, i.e. all the calculations of hours which we've mentioned until now, bein lemincha gedoylo, bein lemincha ketano, uplag hamincha, all the numbers that we've mentioned, whether it's 6:30 and 12:30 and 9:30, all the numbers, the cheshvinon b'shois hayoim, whenever we spoke about how many hours into the day, do you know how you calculate that? Mechalkinon hayoim, you split the day, bein oruch, bein kotzer, whether the day is long or short, it makes no difference, leyud beis chalokim. You always divide the day into 12 parts, v'chol chelek nikra sho'o. And every part of the day is called an hour, a halachic hour, v'al pi sho'is elu. And it is in accordance with these types of hours, kvias zman mincha l'chol hanal. That's the way you calculate zman mincha. So it's not in accordance with our watch, the 60-minute hour, but rather the shois zmanius hours. Now, very, very famous. Everybody knows this. One second. You told me to split up the day from beginning to end in 12 parts. What is the beginning of the day? Veshiur yud beishois hayoim. this shiur of 12 hours in a day, the Mesha'arin on boy, which we are calculating with, yesh boy, machloikes, bein, apoiskim. There is an enormous machloikes between apoiskim. I think everybody knows this. There's man of the Gra, there's man of the Magen Avraham. The yesh oimrim de chashvinon me amud hashachar. Some say, do you calculate from Amud HaShachar, which is the earlier time, until Tzei Chovim, the later time? Umameila, therefore, L'Rabbi Yehuda, it would come out that Mutalis Balal Mincha, Ad Sho'ov Revi'a Koidem, Tzei Sakei Chovim. Ul'Rabbonon, Ad halaylo, o canal, the Steve Cotton base, as we said before. Vechein sosam hamachaber besimen ze, ulakamon besimen tof mem gimel. This is the way that the Shulchan Aruch seems to pasken, that the day is calculated from Amud HaShachar until Tzeisak Yechavim. However, not everybody agrees to this. Why? V'yesh oimrim, some say that no, the Chashvinon Hayud Beishois, not from Amud HaShachar, rather went from Mineitzachamo. You calculate it from Neitzachamo ad Shkioso. Umameila, L'Rabbi Yehuda, Einei Mutal Ispal al Mincha, Rak ad Sho'ov Revia, Koidem Hashkia, but not Koidem Halaylo. Rabbonon ad hashkia. So when is the halachic end of the day, and when is the halachic beginning of the day? Is the beginning of the day Amud HaShachar or Neitzachamo? Is the end of the day shkia or laila? That is the subject of a colossal machlokes. Mishnah Berurah tells us that the Shulchan Aruch seems to indicate that it goes from the earlier time to the later time, which means from Amud HaShachar until Tzeisak Yechavim. But many disagree. Many disagree. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkotan, hey, the Ovid Kemar, you can do as you choose. Now, I think we discussed this. The calculation is very simple. If we were to be asked a question, tell me, Rabbi Yehuda versus the Rabbonon, who is the lenient opinion and who is the stringent opinion? The answer is, it's an unfair question. Each one of them has a kula and a chumrah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Hei, V'yesh l'kol echad mishnehem, and each one of the two of them have a kula and a chumrah. Dahin, i.e., the le'inyan mincha, with regard to mincha, then das Rabbi Yehuda eino yela l'chumra. So it turns out that Rabbi Yehuda is the strict opinion. Why is Rabbi Yehuda the strict opinion? Because you can't daven after plug. Te'ein l'sbal al mincha rak ad plug al mincha. So with regard to mincha, Rabbi Yehuda is the machmir. Okay, but he's also the makel with regard to mariv. Havol memela yesh kula l'inyin mariv. But obviously, therefore, there is a leniency which will emerge with regard to Mariv. The Mishom Ve'eilech, because from then onwards, Nechshav Laila L'inyan Sheyuchal Ispalot Tfilas Erev. Says the Mishnah Berurah, by the way, in parentheses, very important halacha. Hainu Rak HaTfilah Atzmo. We only consider it Laila, we saw this in a Tosfos. We only consider it Laila with regard to Tefillah, the Lavzman Kriyashma Shal Arvis, the Kula Alma, the Iluzman Kriyashma Shal Arvis, the Kula Alma, is definitely B'Tzeisak Yechavim. So even if Rabbi Yehuda allows you to daven Mariv early, but you've still got to remember to say Kriyashma again at nightfall. Says the Mishnah Berurah in conclusion, that's Rabbi Yehuda. Ula Rabbanon, Bakula le'inyan tefilas mincha. So the Rabbanon on the one hand, the makel with regard to mincha. Why? Because they say the mispalalin ad ha'erev, you can keep on going, davening all the way to the end of the day. Mamela chumrah l'inyan tefillah so erev. The other side of the coin is a chumrah with regard to Maariv. De'ein lehispalel koidem chasheicho. But then you can't daven until nightfall. So again, it's an unfair question to ask who is the mekel and who is the machmir. The real answer is each one has a kula and a chumrah. Okay, let's just see, because my voice is caving in a bit. One more Mishnah Berurah, and this is the question that we tried to resolve before. La'olam kachad. You've got to adopt one opinion. So remember, we had the question. What does it mean you have to adopt one opinion? You have to adopt one opinion forever, for life? Or it means, at least on each day, you have to adopt the opinion for the day. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Pirish, Shaloi Yinoig, you should not accustomize to do Pa'am Kach, Upa'am Kach. You cannot do sometimes like this and sometimes like that. And here come the words that we used before, Mishum Dehava, Tarati, the Sastri. Tarati means two, Sastri means contradictory. If you do this, and then you do the opposite, that is two things that contradict each other. Now look at the next two words. Va'afilu l'mochor. So bang goes the hammer. There it is. The Mishnah Berurah has told us absolutely clearly that it will be considered a tarat desastre even if I do one thing today and something else tomorrow. Not just on the same day. In fact, he continues and he says, Umikol Shake. Obviously, Shalo Yispalel Bayoim Echod, Mincha Acha Plag Karabonon, Oba Arabis Kodim Tseisakichovin. Obviously, that's worse. I cannot do a contradictory, I cannot do a Tarati Desastri even over the course of 2 days. So Kol Shekein, I can't do that on the same day. So that means, if you daven mincha until the end of the day, which means you are a Rabbonon man, then you can never daven Maariv, unless it's a Shasat Chak, whatever, after Plaga Mincha. Not just on the same day, even tomorrow on a different day. Which means, as we were already Medayek the Shulchan Aruch, you've got to make a decision. Le'olam. Am I a Rabbi Yehuda person or am I a Rabbonon person? But you cannot hop, skip, and jump from day to day. Unless you're in a Shas Hadchak. Now, let's just add one more line, and then we'll have to see if the Mishnah Berurah tells us this. If a Tarat HaDesastre is Osa, even over the course of 2 different days, which means you cannot daven mincha today on Thursday after plug, and then tomorrow, Friday, daven mincha after plug. You can't do that. So when the Shulchan Aruch concluded and said, but b'dievet it's okay, what does that mean, b'dievet it's okay? L'chayre, that would mean b'dievet it's okay if you did a tarat desastre over the course of 2 days. But we don't know that the Shulchan Aruch would allow, even b'dieved, if you did a tarat desastre on the same day. That we'll have to examine. Okay, we're going to hold it over here. Be'ezer Hashem, we will reconvene, all being well. If anybody's interested, there's a parasha share. I hope the details get sent out by the shul, or I don't know exactly who's responsible. But the share will be basically the normal time tonight at 8:35. And then this Gemara share, we'll reconvene, we'll carry on with the Mishnah Berurah, and then moving on in the Gemara, Sunday morning, Be'ezras Hashem, 9:15.
I apologize, I won't be at the shir tonight at 8. I won't be at the shir tonight at 8:30 because I have, believe it or not, a bar mitzvah that I have to go to.
Oh, wow.